why would you drop $250,000 on that ride when you can probably get like a legit submarine ready to go, super tough?
This thing's been going down for 5 or 6 years, and up to that point, it hadn't failed.
James Gunn has finally made a decision.
Yeah,
who's gonna be the next Superman?
We got it.
I know it's a reboot and everything. I'm kind of tired of these origin stories. They should do another story, like a bad guy we haven't seen yet.
I really hated what they did with Baraka in the Annihilation movie. He looks like a Halloween mask. Attack on Titan, the final season, part two. We're finally getting the real finale.
The Spy Family is one of those hidden gems that's not so hidden anymore.
It looks good. The animatronics look good. Shaggy was in it. Shaggy.
Mr. Ultra Instinct himself.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the SF-Files, I'm your host, Guns, and today, as my co-host, we have the human gas gasket himself, Agent K.
What's going on, guys? Hey.
And my other co-host, we have the man faster than a speeding bullet, bluer than the deep blue sky, Bogus Bird! How you doing today? Man. How you doing, guys?
Good. What up?
I really thought you were going to go for, you said deep blue, and I was like, oh, here it goes. I thought you were going to say something else.
What did you think I was going to say there, Mr. K?
Oh, nothing. I just thought, you know, you were under a lot of pressure.
Oh, no, I ain't you.
Under pressure.
No, you're not. I mean, we're also not 2 miles deep, Yosha. Huh?
Oh, we're starting with that. All right.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, damn. Wow. Okay.
Well, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if you want to start strong, right?
Bring it, jabroni.
Call me butter because I'm on a roll.
Dang. Wow. All right, then.
Kick it off, man. Kick it off.
All right, guys.
So what's the story here?
So, word on the street is the Titanic movie is making a comeback to Netflix, and some people are a little...
Don't let go, Guns.
They're a little bit more on the sensitive side, saying it's a little too soon.
I'll never let go.
What do you guys think? Is it too soon?
Okay. I really don't.
From the time of this recording, how long ago did that event happen with the submarine?
Like a week ago.
Okay. I heard about it, but I don't know the full story. They were just down there exploring, right? And it sunk, I guess?
Basically, like, I think it was like five people, like a billionaire, his son, the freaking captain of the submarine. They pay $250,000 each per person.
A quarter of a million? Yeah.
Yeah. To go into the submarine so they can view the Titanic wreckage.
Yep.
Yes. But they went in a small submarine that I personally don't think was even whatchamacallit.
Okay, so it's not a submarine. They refer to it as a submersible. And
what's the difference?
It's smaller. And this thing has been going down under to view the Titanic for, I think they said, about 5 or 6 years. So it's been relatively safe for the most part. Somebody said in an interview, it seems almost MacGyverish, meaning this guy was giving them a little tour, and they're like, oh, where'd you get this lamp from? And he's like basically saying, yeah, I got it from the department store or something, you know?
Okay.
And he showed off his controls to it, and it was a Logitech, basically a PS2 control.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And that was his control to it, yeah.
With joysticks, basically.
Yeah.
Like long ones.
Wow.
And that's how he was controlling this thing. And so it later came out that there's a lawsuit against the CEO who also went down. The lawsuit was because of safety concerns that were raised and brought to light. And as soon as they talked about these safety concerns to the CEO, he was like, no, get out. Like, you don't tell me how I run my
hooks.
These were concerns that were brought up prior to and ignored. And now five people are dead.
So. But technically, I think in the contract or the waiver they had a sign mentioned death, like they could die like three times just on the first page.
Wow.
Right. But what I'm saying is it was a former employee who was suing.
But why would he be suing if he wasn't even on the freaking submersible?
I don't know the exact details of it, but it has nothing to do with the submersible going down itself, I don't think.
Hmm. Maybe he got fired?
Yeah, he did. Oh, I told you, within like the first 5 minutes of him raising his concerns, he got fired.
Oh, okay, okay.
So there was a lawsuit pending against him already, and then they went down, tragedy struck. And so, all while this was happening, the internet was just going crazy, making memes as of, like, from day one, making memes about these guys. A lot of people were like, oh yeah, we don't care because they're millionaires, they wouldn't care about us. But, you know, they kind of forget, you know, these are still human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're kind of taking the human side out of it.
Right.
Just because they're, you know, millionaires and billionaires. And, you know, it does suck. You know, these are people with families. And unfortunately, their family, or one of their families, didn't really seem to care all that much. One of them was caught out at a Blink-182 concert. The other one, while they were still being searched for, was the daughter was posting bikini pictures and shit. You know? I guess they became detached, I guess, from reality, I guess.
Okay, so I might sound a little bit like an asshole right now at the moment. But personally, if I were them and they saw the controls and how this
stuff
was built,
you'd question it, right?
Yeah. I kind of want to say, no offense to anybody, but like, stupid is what stupid does. Like, if you see just like a freaking control, like a PlayStation control, and just a mirror, and that's it, because like the glass to see through, and that's really it. Because I saw the interview as well, and it was literally empty. It was just like a control of the freaking window and the light, basically. That's from what I can remember. If you're a smart freaking entrepreneur, like billionaire person, wouldn't you question it a little bit? Like, I don't think this is kind of
smart decision.
Yeah, and why would you drop $250,000 on that ride when you can probably get like a legit submarine ready to go, super tough, and you know, with lots of controls?
Yeah, but I mean, this thing's been going down for 5 or 6 years, and up to that point, it hadn't failed. So, you know, like, I don't know. I get what you're saying 100%, and I'm on your side. I'm just trying to see from different angles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so that happened about a week ago, and now Netflix is saying that the Titanic movie is coming back. And some people, like I said, are trying to be a little bit more sensitive about it, you know, about the situation, and saying it's too soon. I personally, the movie's going to be out there regardless. People are going to seek it out. Why not capitalize on it, right?
Yep. And in a business point of view, it's a smart idea. People are going to be typing in Titanic. Oh, they're going to want to see it again, you know, Googling, YouTubing. And then, well, Netflix is capitalizing on that clearly. But also, like, I get it. You know, like you said, like, yeah, they're human beings. Maybe, like, grieve a little bit. But I'm pretty sure the people that are saying that it's too soon, they didn't know the people on there.
Yeah.
Like, why would they say it's too soon, you know? Like, yeah, you know, like, I get it. People died. But they didn't know the people.
Right.
Yeah. It's a tragic accident. But I gotta agree. Is it insensitive? I don't... It's not like they're putting it out there to make fun of them or anything like that, you know?
Right.
It's not like, ha, 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 you guys, you know, drowned. No, they're not. It's not what they're doing.
Correct.
They're putting information out there for those who seek it. I'm sure this won't be the only thing. I'm sure other streaming apps will put up Titanic documentaries and, you know, whatnot, which, in my opinion, are far more interesting than the Titanic movie anyways. But
But you said you'll never let go.
Yeah, well, I'm letting go now. So,
damn. Damn. Was that too soon?
A little too soon.
Oh, man. people need to chill out. It's a movie. People are going to look for it. If you're not going to look for the information, then don't look for it, you know? It is what it is, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what the internet's for. You don't have to see everything on it.
Yeah.
Never let go. I promise.
Bye, Felicia.
Something else we won't be seeing down the road. Stitcher is somebody that we streamed to. It's, you know, they're going down. They're going down. I believe they're owned by SiriusXM. I guess it's a failing ship, dude. It's being discontinued come August
29. Damn, 2 more months.
Two more, yeah. We stream there as well. So just wanted to let everyone know. If you do use Stitcher, they do have a way where you can outsource, you know, you transfer your saved information, all your podcasts, all your playlists. Yeah. You can transfer it over to another platform.
That's cool.
It is nice. It's cool. So you should definitely do that if you don't want to lose all your playlists and podcasts and, you know, what you've heard, what you haven't heard, all that good stuff. You want to make sure to keep us on your playlist there. Yeah, so you definitely want to do that.
Indeed.
Easiest way is to go like on Pandora, Spotify. You can do Apple Music,
iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm, you know, look up Essay Files or Bro Etiquette.
Right.
That's really honestly the easiest way to find us.
Yeah. And make sure you hit the plus. You know, the follow and the subscribe.
And if if you're on YouTube, you know, make sure you hit that little bell. Turn on the notifications.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every time we upload, you know?
Every time.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
And on that note, we salute you, Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, I'll do that right now.
James Gunn is finally made a decision.
Yeah. Who's going to be the next Superman?
We got it. Yeah. So it was down to...
Yours only. Yours truly.
No. Yeah, we want a good Superman. We don't need Mexican Superman right now.
I was going to be Super Hombre.
So
Nicholas Holt and Rachel Brosnahan, Tom Brittany and Phoebe Dynevor, whatever, and David Cornsweet and Emma Mackey. So those were the runner-ups to be Superman?
Well, Lois and Clark. That was for Superman and for Lois Lane.
Oh, the team.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They were paired up with Nicholas and Rachel Brosnahan, then Tom Brittany with Phoebe Dynevor, and David Cornsweet was paired up with Emma Mackey. Assuming those were the ones that had the best chemistry with one another.
Okay.
Which I think is a wise choice.
Yeah.
So, I believe that the winner was actually Henry Cavill, right?
Kind of, yeah. The one that looks just like Henry Cavill, but like
a lot
smaller,
not
younger, less beefier.
Not as handsome.
David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan.
Oh, okay.
They are our new Lois and Clark.
Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome news.
So he's gonna be Clark Kent, and then when he turns to Superman, it's gonna be Henry Cavill, right?
Oh yeah.
They're gonna have him stand in.
You know how like in the cartoons, like they had him like spin around and like he'd like come out in the suit, or like he'd zip away and come back. That's what they're gonna do. He's gonna zip away and come back as Henry Cavill.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh man, but yeah, it's awesome, dude. Cornsweet. I don't really know a lot of stuff that he's in. I know he's in that movie Pearl, if you guys ever watched that.
Never watched it.
That's the only thing I really know him from. And I mean, he did all right. I like his look. He has a good look. He looks like Clark Kent to me. He does look very similar to Henry Cavill.
He kind of does, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Which is a good thing.
Minus the muscles.
Yeah. Well, it's a young Superman. It's a young Clark.
Yeah.
He's got time. He can build him up over time. He could.
Now, I know it's a reboot and everything, but I'm kind of tired of these origin stories. And our brother Jay also agrees with me. Like, we're kind of tired of it. Like, there's so many of them out there. We know the story. Me and him were conversing, and we feel they should do another story, like a bad guy we haven't seen yet.
Okay.
Like we've seen so many origin stories, dude. How many times can you change it up and tell it again?
Yeah, that's kind of what Spider-Man Homecoming actually.
Yeah,
they skipped the origin story. He was already Spider-Man when we got to know him. for a little while, so he kind of was already getting the feel of the ropes when he faced off against Vulture. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a really smart way to take this, but if it's going to be a young Superman, I mean, who are you going to throw at him? You know, you can't throw Lex at him yet. You can't throw Brainiac. You can't throw Doomsday. I mean, who are you going to throw at him?
He's got a wide, you know, category of villains. I mean, I'm sure they can find someone. They can,
yeah, I don't know, maybe, someone who, to make interesting, you know?
Parasite.
Oh.
The f*** is Parasite?
He's the guy that, like, touches you and he eats energy and stuff. He's a parasite.
Oh. All right. Kind of like Guns.
Yeah.
Kind of like fun out of everything.
Metallo, like, that could be interesting.
The fuck?
It's Metallo.
He's the android guy whose heart is a piece of kryptonite.
Okay, him I do know.
Yeah.
Actually, not since you told me that.
Bizarro would be cool, but not for an origin.
Yeah, he'll be too strong anyways.
Maybe. Oh, there's your Toy Man. Lobo, that could be cool.
Lobo is way too strong for him.
Yeah.
Think so?
Toy Man would be a good one for an origin.
Dude, Lobo would wreck young Superman. Like, without hesitation.
That and Lobo can't really die.
You literally cannot die.
All right, we'll save him. We'll save him for a sequel.
So, but the only thing that can kill Lobo is one of his own kind.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
Only a prime can defeat me.
One of his own species, and he killed his entire species just to be the last one and to be unkillable.
Wow.
And when he did finally die, he was too wild for hell and heaven, so they kicked him out. And
you're going back to Earth.
Yeah, basically. Well, not to Earth, but to space.
Yeah, here we go.
The only thing he really likes is his dog and space dolphins.
Wow. Okay.
That's a real thing. I'm not lying.
Oh, boy. What about Livewire? It's basic Electro, more or less.
I guess.
Yeah, someone that hasn't been, you know, put in the spotlight. A lower tier villain, but, you know, they can make her interesting.
Freaking Toy Man. It's legit a human being that drives a freaking robot.
I guess.
Made of toys.
Yeah. Yeah. Toy Man. Yeah. Yeah. They could do that, too. I mean, they are casting Lex Luthor, but he doesn't have to be the main villain just yet. You know, he can kind of be in the background. Yeah, yeah.
Is it going to be the same Lex Luthor from the previous movie?
Oh, God, no.
Superbad Kid?
No, that wasn't him.
Oh, the Zombieland.
He was, Zombieland.
Yeah, that guy. That's going to be him.
Oh, no. Don't know.
Yes.
If they're doing the origin story, man, I at least want to see maybe like the first 30 minutes of them actually on Krypton and then how it gets destroyed and then fast forward.
That's kind of what happened on Man of Steel.
Was it?
You're right.
I think I've seen that movie like one time and then years ago when it came out.
At least, with it being a Superman legacy, at least show, you know, maybe not a full origin, but show him like learning the ropes, learning his powers, you know, maybe key elements of his youth. And then toss him into the, I'm going to Metropolis, Dad.
So what do you say? Maybe like a good 20, 30 minutes of him.
Fast forwarding
little by little.
That's still Man of Steel, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, because, so Man of Steel starts off, you see Krypton, it's starting to blow up, and they're like, here, we're going to send you off to Earth because they're weak. And so then you see a little boy, Clark Kent, he's having trouble with hearing because he's hearing everything. And then, like, it's him learning how to use his powers. And then you see his dad die in the tornado. And he's like, no, don't save me, because then you're going to let people know your powers. And then he's like, I'm going to save the world.
Yeah, I guess. Well, Man of Steel came out in 2013. Man, it feels like it's been longer.
Damn, 10 years ago?
For real? I thought it's been less.
I thought it was longer than that, to be honest with you. But
I guess.
Dang, I guess. All right, scratch that. Don't, James Gunn, I know you listen. No. Just no jump into it. Just jump into it. Dude, give us a Spider-Man. Just give jump us in.
Brainiac.
Yeah. Thanks, James.
Wow.
The symbol of the House of El means hope.
Nah, I mean, I guess if you really wanted to give us a new story, you could give us a story about, like, a Superman who's an
a-hole.
Huh?
Yeah, if only we had something like that, you know? Something to do with, like, the boys.
The boys. Ah, dude, I love the boys.
Still haven't seen it.
Pinche guns.
I will admit, I do need to catch up. I'm not caught up.
Pinche KO.
But you know what? I've at least started it. I'm a little into it. I know what's going on.
So the boys season 4. You guys need to catch up, man. It's an awesome show.
Yeah,
I love the boys.
I know.
You mean I gotta start?
I'm just so busy, you know, like going on tour, people asking for autographs.
Right, I'm going through Bleach right now.
You liar.
What? Unless you want me to start watching that, I can start watching The Boys.
The Boys is awesome.
It's pretty good.
When I watched episode 1, it was like, dude, I was immediately hooked. I have my 3-episode rule. I was hooked on the first one. Awesome. Awesome. 3 seasons, gold.
Where was your 3-episode rule with One Piece?
I did. It's garbage.
I took him away and I never saw him again.
Your mama.
Oh, hate mail at bogusbird@thesfls.com. But yeah, man, season 4 has been announced. There's a little teaser out there. Mm-hmm. You should check that out. Yeah. Filming has wrapped back in April 2023, so it's a pretty good chance we'll be seeing in the winter of 2023 this year. So
were they hit by the writer's strike too, you think?
I don't think so. They might have cut the very end of it, but it was just enough to finish it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is excellent news. That's great.
Yeah, they probably just plugged the last of it into ChatGPT or something. Let ChatGPT finish it.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that's awesome. I can't wait for that. That's such a good show. Mm-hmm. You guys have it till winter to watch 3 seasons of amazement.
I don't know if I'll be able to finish Bleach within that time, man.
You can take a small break.
I'm going to try to get it done by the time season 4 comes out. I'm going to try to be caught up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, quick question.
Yeah.
Yep.
Omni-Man or what's his face?
This Omni-Man.
Guy. Omni-Man.
Damn, that was quick.
Yeah.
Dude, Omni-Man destroys.
Mm. I still haven't seen that either, though.
He is a beast.
Things I let you do to me.
Yeah. We're not even dating anymore.
You know who else is a beast?
Who is
that? Baraka.
Oh. I would say he's a beast.
The new character that's going to be added to the new Mortal Kombat 2. You haven't seen the first one yet, have you? The new one?
I have not. It's been on my list. I've been telling myself I was going to sit down this last weekend, but you know, I had a couple of things going on. I was a little under the weather, doing start of the show kind of things. You know, something you wouldn't know about.
Yeah, totally.
But
totally.
It is on my list. And with Baraka being, I think, one of my OG characters I used to play, I might have to pick it up just to see what they do with my boy.
Okay. So what do you think, or how do you feel they did on the old school Mortal Kombat with Baraka? Do you think they did pretty decent or not really?
They did him dirty.
Yeah.
I meant like with his looks and all that, like old school, like digital effects and all that.
For what they could do back in the day, I guess it wasn't terrible. They just made the character kind of suck.
Dude, I really hated what they did with Baraka in the Annihilation movie. Mm-hmm. He looked like crap. I hated it.
For real?
He looks like a Halloween mask.
I mean, honestly, dude, they were working on a tiny-ass budget.
Are they making Vin Diesel into Baraka? One down.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious, dude.
Family.
But yeah,
man. One word you can understand.
I know it was, you know, it was a different time. It was early 2000s.
Yeah.
But no, man, I just did not like the design. I thought they did him dirty. They killed him off super easy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, he is, like, an easy character to really be. He just has big knives in the... He's freaking Deadpool from the X-Men, the Wolverine movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically what he is.
Although he was a little harder to kill.
But still, though, he's the boss's chump, you know? He's gotta stick around a little bit. You know, yeah. He's the Bebop and Rocksteady, you know?
Yeah.
Bro, he's basically a Bobo.
And a Bobo's awesome.
No. Not in the movie, he wasn't.
No, not in the movie. He's...
They did him dirty, too.
Yeah. Nah. I hope they give Baraka some good screen time, give him a better design this time around.
So his due diligence.
Yeah.
He's been in the game for a while, so
oh, yeah.
They got to do him justice.
It's the first game, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
I think and, so.
I don't know if I can say this, because Agent K hasn't... Seeing what they did with Goro.
Ah, you just run... I'm not watching this no more.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the...
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, all right, all right.
I feel they can do him justice to Baraka.
Yeah, definitely with like what they can do with CG nowadays, I would hope they do him justice.
As far along as everything is right now, I feel they can. They just have to find the right part for him in the script, and hopefully that script is
awesome. Yeah, I think that was part of like what went wrong the first time, like in the original movie, because like the script was trash. That's why like none of the characters came back. Like every single character was played by a different actor. If you didn't notice, oh, you know what? Now that I'm looking at him a little bit up close, yeah, he kind of doesn't
looks
look
like
the best.
A mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I noticed that too.
I remember it being a lot better than that.
That was me too. Must have been the nostalgia from the old school days.
Yeah. I mean, the mask doesn't look terrible quality. It just, it's not
super huge compared to his little shirt and all that.
Yeah. And then, like, his wrists suck. They look literally like they put plastic bags with swords sticking out of them. Yeah, all right. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Baraka, looking up closer, doesn't look the best.
Well, coming off of the boys, Butcher has been confirmed. So he will be playing Johnny Cage.
I feel like we called that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We sure did. We sure did.
Yeah.
When we're talking about his rippling muscles, that majestic
his great
beard.
Acting chops.
Yeah.
I feel like we called that 100%. I feel like whoever is directing out there
definitely
listens
to us.
The cop.
To the podcast.
You threw me off when you started talking. Definitely listening to the podcast. They heard what we were talking about. They said, you know what? These guys are onto something. There's a little bit of an age gap between him and the other people. But you know what? He's got the looks. You got the look. Put on the shades and yeah. What?
That's the only complaint I have, I think. He is a little bit older, even though he's supposed to be around the same age as Sonya Blade and freaking Liu Kang and the main roster, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know if they're going to change it up a little bit on him, since he's going to look a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Movie magic.
Yeah.
Makeup. Maybe they can, get some of those wrinkles out. He doesn't look that old. Like, he looks older, but he doesn't look his age at all. You know, the guy's 51 years old. But the guy looks great.
Well, if he shaves, he's going to have that baby face.
But that's back in Doom, I think. Oh, no, that's Star Trek, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, Star Trek here. But yeah, this is, you know, as a young guy, I mean, yeah, he definitely has that. Could, you know, put some shades on him, like you said.
Yeah, boom. Yeah, for sure.
Johnny Cage.
Just take away some of the wrinkles.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just smooth them out. Smooth them out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get
probably
some.
Probably doesn't even have to be CGI. Probably just good makeup.
Yeah, get some pin. Pull the skin back a little bit.
Maybe not.
Oh,
much.
Man.
Oh.
Not okay. The clothespins.
Not the. Okay. All right.
Is that leather?
Yeah, I think we're past that.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, acting chops. I love him, dude. He's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Carl Urban.
Yeah, last time we didn't even like realize how much of his
stuff
we actually knew.
Mm-hmm. Just for everyone at home, he was in Doom, Bourne Supremacy,
Dread.
Yeah.
Dread. Lord of the Rings.
He was in Thor Ragnarok, the
Star Trek.
Bald guy with the guns.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
He was in Riddick.
He's been in so much, dude. Like, yeah. Low-key, you know, just blending in.
Yeah. He was in that movie Red, which, personally, I love those movies.
Yeah, great movie.
Never seen it.
Both of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you need to watch them. They're so good.
But yeah, man, he's awesome. He's going to do great in the role.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot wait and see what they do with it.
This is like a scene in The Matrix. You take the other pill and quit being a...
Which pill do you want me to take?
Just quit being a... That's what I'm saying.
Moving on to the next story. Attack on Titan, the final season, part two. I think Vin Diesel's on a production team.
You know,
just spreading out the ending as many pieces as he can.
Mm-hmm.
But we're finally getting the real finale.
Mm-hmm.
For real this time, part two.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink, we'll see.
Until we get the spin-offs.
Right, the spin-off and the movie that will finish off the... Yeah.
So personally, I thought that it was already done, honestly. But now hearing that they're still going on, definitely sounds like a Vin Diesel move.
Yeah. Honestly, okay, so this one here, I know it gets so much praise. I don't think I watched past the first season. It was good. It kept my interest through the first season. I don't remember what the reason was for not picking up the second season and or anything thereafter. Would I continue watching it nowadays if somebody sat me down, really? Other than that, I mean, I might not sit down by my own accord.
Since season one, dude, another one that just grabbed my attention, and I've stuck with it. Every season is just amazing to me, dude. Like, there has been no real... Like, you know, okay, like, I'm a shoot down my DBZ. There's fillers in there that just drag. But, like, overall, the story's good. For me, personally, this is just nonstop. There's episodes where it's all talking and story building, but it's still entertaining and just pulls everything together. Whoops, yeah.
Yeah. And it's not even necessarily filler. It's just, like, setting up the story and, events to happen.
Yeah, man.
I ain't gonna lie. I think I binged like the first three seasons, like nonstop, like in a day or two.
Wow. Yeah, it's an awesome series. I really enjoy it. I've been waiting for this final season part two.
The final
for real this time.
Yeah.
It's finally coming.
It's scheduled to release in fall of 2023.
All right. Well, that's not too far along. What's September?
Probably,
more or
less? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath, but it's a few months. But, you know, we're almost there.
Unfortunately, I will be a little busy continuing from September.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. You can show your little mini-me the grand story of Attack on Titan.
Dragon Ball comes first.
As you binge from the beginning. Again.
Dragon Ball Z comes first.
Then
go! Recover Eren from the armored titan and retreat!
You know what else is getting a new season, though?
What's that?
Have you kept up with Spy Family?
I do.
No. I haven't. I don't even know what this is.
Pinche
Cunts. All right. So Spy Family is one of those hidden gems that's not so hidden anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It basically is a super secret agent... like myself, super secret agent K,
right.
Who is trying to prevent a war between like the East and the West. In doing so, he needs to infiltrate the opposing side and do so without being caught. And in order to do that, he needs to start a family. He ends up meeting this chick who ends up being an assassin. And he doesn't know she's an assassin. She doesn't know he's a spy. Mm-hmm. And the little girl can read minds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did the little girl come from?
She gets adopted because he needs to create this illusion that he has a family for his cover. Uh-huh. So he adopts her, and she just so happens to be telepathic. She doesn't tell him. She doesn't tell the girl. So they all have like their own secret identities, but none of them know about each other's true story.
But does the little girl, is she like an agent too because of her powers, or is she faithful to him because she's abducted by him?
She is faithful to him. She sees them as her actual family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She is trying to do her best to help out in the mission because she's all about spies. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't always succeed in her missions.
So does she find out he's a spy and she's an assassin?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, she does. But she doesn't tell either of them about the other.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds chaotic, and it is. It's hilarious, 100% dude.
Chaotic, and it's so good.
It is. It was a surprise gem. I think our little sister talked about this to me. Mm-hmm. Why not? I'll give it a shot. And then, dude, it's great. Like you said, it's a hidden gem. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And my wife, we love it.
Yeah.
My 3-episode rule.
It got me by the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Same. I'm actually surprised at how much I actually liked it. And I'm not really, like, into, like, oh, you know, I ship these two. But I ship those two. At the end of every episode, I'm like, are they going to kiss? Are they going to hold hands? Are they going to, you know? Like, I'm finding myself, like, at the edge of my seat, like, rooting for them to work out.
Nerd alert.
Right.
Wow. When does the next season come out?
Season 2 is set to premiere in October of 2023.
Nice.
But no date has been confirmed yet.
Okay. So, just looking by the image, it just looks like a Full Metal Alchemist scenario to me, honestly.
The dog. Mm.
The dog, the little girl.
Dog, just a quick backstory. The little girl can read the dog's mind, too.
Kind of.
Like it's a crazy story, dude. It's, you know, it's anime. It's chaos.
But it's so good.
Yeah,
I highly advise you give this a watch.
Definitely.
But I'm watching Bleach right now, so you know.
Yeah.
Lioness.
Nicely done getting this far, Lloydman. But it'll take more to beat me.
So Five Nights at Freddy's has released an official trailer. If you go to our either YouTube page or TikTok, you'll see that we did a live reaction to the trailer. Go check that out real quick. Come back or finish this and then go check it out.
Yeah. It's actually fun. I'm not a huge, you know, Five Nights at Freddy fan. I know enough of it, you know, to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer looked good.
Yeah.
It looked intriguing. Releases, what was it, Halloween?
Yeah. Around Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm down to watch it.
Yeah, for sure. It looks good. The animatronics look good. Shaggy was in it. Shaggy.
Mr. Ultra Instinct himself.
Yeah, he's in there. And, you know, it's been a while since he's been in a horror movie. Not since Scream, I think. I could be wrong.
Maybe, yeah. Unless you count Scooby-Doo 2, a horror movie.
Pull my finger. Uh-oh, too late.
It's been a while for him, I think.
Oh, yeah. Looks good. You should definitely check it out. I think it's got the essay approval here. Yeah? Yeah? Thumbs up?
The essay file of approval.
The essay file. Guns?
I'll give him a side.
You're going to Zangief him? Okay.
Indeed. All right. Not a yes nor a no. Maybe.
All right.
Okay. Just because I don't know what it is, and it looks like Angry Birds.
There is an angry bird in there.
Come on, tell me that doesn't look like the yellow angry bird. The one with the little feathers on his head. I think that's what it looked like, right?
Pretty close, maybe. Yeah. Actually.
Yeah. Anyways, check out our video. Give us a like. Subscribe.
I hope you enjoy my visit. I've got a special delivery just for you.
And with that being said, gentlemen, we have run out of time. It has been fun, educational, very informative.
Very.
Go visit us at www.bsfuzz.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We've got the news, movie news, the muse. Yeah, that's what we do. We provide the latest information, anime, movies, TV, film, anything of that nature.
Visit us on social media. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. If you're listening to us on the go, Guns, where can they find us?
Well, good thing you asked me there, Brother K. You can catch us out on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and Stitcher.
Anywhere else that you get your podcasts.
Na 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 na. Hey, goodbye.
Oh, yeah, I don't think anyone's coming for copyright on that one. You couldn't even tell what that was.
If you enjoyed our singing and you want to compliment us on our beautiful vocals, you can email me at bogusbird@thesfiles.com,
guns@thesfiles.com.
And Agent K at thesfiles.com.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Gun signing out.
This is Agent K saying see you later.
Catch you on the next one.
Later. Peace.
Who's
Baraka?
Oh, yeah. I would say he's a beast.
The new character that's going to be added to Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh my god! Hold on.
Yeah, I heard that.
Daddy. Go to the bathroom. Go. Oh my god.
Daddy, I need a poop.
Just going to keep on rolling.
I know.
Hey, well, that's professionalism, man.
Keep on going, guys. Banter. I'll be back.
Banter.
Ah, you just run. I'm not watching this no more.
I feel they can do him justice to Baraka.
Oh no, so, running around. I'm gonna go see if she needs cleaning. Keep bantering.
Hey, stop knocking.
You're gonna see the little turd on the floor.
Gross.